Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from November 11, 2019 to November 15, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On November 11, here were the news. SMBC Nikko Securities implements Ativity's connectivity services. Alibaba to invest $3.30 billion for equity raise in logistics. Wirecard, here mobility team up for integrated smart mobility solutions. MasterCard, BMO Harris, Superbia join forces for true name feature to card offerings. Instamojo opens credit book as digital ledger for SMBs. Nufarma, Ingenico team on payment solutions for online pharmacies. In Australia, late payments hit SMBs during holiday season. RedCloud on how OCR-driven payments benefit supply chains. On November 12, here were the news. CardPay integrates with Brazil's payment methods. Migros Genève takes stake in Swiss online currency exchange B-Sharp. UK FI workers say AI can transform sector. Nuggets appoints Emma Maslin commercial advisor. Zoom partners Walmart and Ria for U.S. domestic money transfer service. How supplier focus propels AP innovation. Mixing tech with humans to fill Colombia's SMB finance gap. Starling Bank hits 1 million accounts. On November 13, here were the news. Tencent's WeChat Pay collaborates with Visa, MasterCard, and others. Interswitch, Visa signs strategic partnership for digital payments in Africa. Zoom reveals money transfer services in the U.S. Facebook to launch Facebook Pay in the U.S. Clause Match facilitates Revolut's expansion in Singapore. Omise to release PayNow as a new payment option. JP Morgan picks Boost to automate commercial card payments. Market Invoice rebrands to expand business finance offering. Axiom Investments signs with Quantify. Standard Chartered adds Quantexa to financial crime ecosystem. Juvo to provide financial identity tech T9ONTT Docomo. CSI signs 11 banks to Newpoint Core in H1. MyPinPad releases software-only MPOs. Beyond the U.S., open banking goes beyond the consumer. Ingo Money dives into real-time payments ubiquity challenges. Newcastle Building Society taps Upland software to analyze real-time customer emotion. Bottom line, AP automation, APIs pay dividends for buyers and their suppliers. On November 14, here were the news. Nike ends a two-year pilot program with Amazon's e-commerce platform. E-commerce platform launched by Dior in Japan. Wirecard partners Chinese travel payment company YeePay. Splitit, Chile partner for monthly installment payments. Alipay, Worldline to enable mobile payment in Europe for Asian tourists. Card issuing offering revealed by Adyen. ShareID raises US$64 million to boost the identity marketing. Euroclear Bank intending to join ECB's Target 2 securities platform. Invisible payments to take the stage as the new commerce norm. Sunrate Inc.'s deal with Morrowind for card issuing services. Bokies and Nets enter into new five-year agreement. United Arab Bank selects Finastra for digital transformation drive. How SMB's digital banking demands change the KYC challenge for banks. LHOFT launches the Luxembourg Academy of Digital Finance. APIs tackle law firms' collections conundrum. Faster payments readies global payroll for a paradigm shift. Protivity and International Reg Tech Association study sets out roadblocks to effective KYC. On November 15, here were the news. Juvo, Docomo Digital join forces for mobile commerce. IDEX, Quest Payment Systems team up for biometric cards expansion. MPO's solution unveiled by MYPINPAD. Mesh eyes virtual cards for global B2B payments. Investors go after B2B fintech maturity. Bending card rails for B2B payments optimization. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.